Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Quota Wise Man, what a freaking disaster. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Evan and Tiki. We're here for the next 4.5 hours. I apologize in advance. My emotions are going to fly all over the place. They're going to go from sadness, because I am sad, and then they're going to morph into anger, because I am pissed. And then they're going to morph back into sadness, and then possibly back into anger. But if you're just tuning in, Edwin Diaz is a Los Angeles Dodger. And so before we even get into how it happened, why it happened, who I'm pissed off at, this sucks. Let's just all agree with that. Edwin Diaz, whether it's because he didn't want to be here or because Steve Cohen is too busy building a stupid casino or David Stearns is living in Milwaukee, whatever you want to come up with, which we're about to discuss, let's all just find common ground. Edwin Diaz, the best closer in my lifetime as a New York Met fan, went to L.A. and that sucks. And that makes the Mets' job and David Stearns' job of making the Mets a championship contender, it makes his job tougher. So can we start with that common ground? Today, December 9th, 2025, sucks unless you're Philip Rivers' kids.
Why? Philip Rivers somehow is going to play again at 44 and reset his Hall of Fame clock because he's probably not going to... He actually might go in this year if he didn't go play again for the Indianapolis Colts. But didn't you predict this? Didn't you see this happening? I think I'm the one that's always said, when the Dodgers want somebody, the Dodgers are going to get somebody. It's mostly with the Japanese player. But didn't you even predict this?
This is
didn't
not about...
You want, didn't you see this happening because the David Stearns-led New York Mets are, I don't know, too cute for their own good, trying to remake a team that doesn't need to be fully remade, but damn, it looks like they're fully remaking it at this point. We're going all young, the core, Brandon Nimmo, Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil. See you guys later. We'll find other guys that are going to be good enough, but definitely not good enough against the Dodgers, who got significantly better today. Didn't you predict this?
What I predict or what I think 6 months ago or a week ago or 5 days ago doesn't mean a hill of beans. All I know is when I was driving in my car and I got the news that Edwin Diaz was going to Los Angeles, my stomach dropped. In fact, I still have a stomach ache right now. I'm sick to my stomach. I'm sick to my stomach for like 50 million reasons. I do want to at least start with the emotional part of things.
Yes.
Since I was a kid learning about the New York Mets, watching the great John Franco, one thing I witnessed year after year after year is I never trusted who walked through that bullpen door. Never did. And I'm sorry, John, I love you. I never trusted your ass. I didn't trust you. I didn't trust Armando Benitez. I didn't trust Braden Looper. I certainly didn't trust Billy Wagner. I didn't trust Jairus Familia. I watched closer after closer after closer walk through that door and break my heart and your heart year after year. While across town, I watched God pitch for the New York Yankees for a decade and a half. Edwin Diaz, and it's like the most incredible story when you really think about it, came here, failed, got ridiculed by everybody, myself included, and then turned himself into the best closer this franchise has ever seen. And I will argue that with anyone who wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And so forget about, did I see it coming? Did I know it was coming? They just lost the best closer in the history of the franchise. And I get that it doesn't mean the Mets can never win. It doesn't mean they can't find a way to replace him. I get all that, and we'll get to all of it. But what I know, and I guess this is the thing that's bothering me the most right now at 206,
mm-hmm.
is that as a Met fan, this is the one guy we trusted. We never trusted fully John Franco, and I'm sorry, John. We never fully trusted that clown Armando Benitez. We didn't trust any of them. And this guy walked through the pit of hell. We killed him in 19.
Mm-hmm.
We even killed him in 20. And somehow, he walked out as the guy who made Kyle Schwarber his little plaything. He was the guy who put the first two guys on base in game four of the NLDS and said, no problem. He's the guy who blew game 161, and then when the Mets took it back, said, I got you. He was everything that we never had. And so that's my first emotion.
Yeah,
my first emotion is when someone comes through that door next year, whether it's Devin Williams or Robert Suarez, whoever it is, he has not earned the trust that Edwin Diaz built. And I'll be honest, we'll get to the salaries and Steve. I'm freaking devastated that this guy's not our closer
okay, so
anymore.
You're devastated and you're angry. This is one of the seven stages of grief.
Yeah.
But who are you angry at? I know it's easy to say Steve Cohen. It's easy to say David Stearns.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't this start to feel like Edwin Diaz wanted to be elsewhere?
Tiki, I'm glad you asked that. And you're going to say this is the easy way out. I don't really give a rat's ass if you think it's the easy way out. I'm pissed at all of them.
Including Edwin Diaz.
All of them. I am pissed at... Where do you want me to start? I'll give you the choice. Who do you want me to start with?
Start with Edwin Diaz.
Edwin Diaz didn't love us as much we loved him. He didn't, okay? He may have said all the right things. He may have done all the right things. Remember when all you people were so pumped up that Edwin Diaz said, I have to think about opting out. I'm not sure if I'm going to opt out. See, Edwin loves the Mets more than Pete Alonso because Pete already announced he's opting out.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin Diaz probably lied to us. He probably looked at the Dodgers the way Kevin Durant looked at the Warriors and said, that's easy. It's like the Staples easy button. That's easy. I'm going to go there. So am I pissed at Edwin Diaz? Of course.
Yes.
My feeling right now at 2 o'clock is he probably didn't love us and want us as much as we love him.
Okay, so doesn't being upset with Edwin Diaz, because as you said, and you're right, he didn't want you because the money was not that significant. $3 million a year or so, whatever the number was.
The reported offer from the Mets was 3 years 66. He ended up for 3 years 69.
Yeah, so not even.
It's basically the same money.
Like $1 million a year.
Yeah.
So what do we, it's nothing. So we know that Edwin Diaz chose to go to the LA Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that lessen your anger?
No.
With,
no.
Let's go next to David Stearns.
Oh, let's get to David Stearns. You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Isn't that a phrase?
Yeah, of course.
Is that an idiom? When you dance around and you get cute with contracts and you get cute with negotiations and you allow someone to get to free agency and you allow someone to dance with the two-time defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, when you allow the intoxication of living in Southern California and closing out games at Dodger Stadium, when you allow that to happen because you're so freaking cute with your checkbook,
mm-hmm.
this could happen.
Right.
So you're damn right I blame David Stearns. David Stearns has a lot to prove. What has he done here? What has he done here so far other than break our hearts? What's he done? He played cute games with Pete Alonso when he got lucky last year. He played cute games with Edwin Diaz, and he got slapped in the face. And he could sit there with his smug smile all day and tell us how smart he is. It's about actions. In year one, you won. Congratulations. In year two, you failed. In year two, you are one of the big...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest failures we've ever seen. Doesn't mean I want you fired. Doesn't mean I'm giving up on you. But just like I gave you credit a year ago, I'm going to hold you to the fire now. Your smug smile has gotten us where? It got Edwin Diaz to L.A. So you want to play your cute games with negotiations? You want to be like, well, you know, we can't go to a fourth year. We can't go. You play that game, you allow this to happen. So you're damn right. I'm pissed at Edwin. I'm pissed at Stern. You want me to get to the owner?
No, hold on, because we still got to stay here with David Stearns for a second. He did get you Juan Soto. He did spend over $800 million when it's all said
and done. Do you think one move exonerates everything else?
But that, is that how this works? Was the generational move. It was the move that every other team in Major League Baseball wishes they could have made. They did not have the resources to do it, and David Stearns went and did it. Now, it was frustrating as hell for half the season because Juan Soto looked like a shell of who he ultimately ended up becoming for at the back half of the season, but he did get you Juan Soto.
I'm not talking about Juan Soto.
I know you're not talking about
move.
Juan Soto.
Does that exonerate everything from the future now?
No, it doesn't. But people are making it seem as if David Stearns is, I don't know, undermining the future of this Mets team. But you just spent over almost $1 billion on one guy. One guy. Now, it's for 15 years, but one guy.
What does that have to do with this?
It has everything
to
do with
this. It was a year ago. We move on.
So
they won 83 games. You let the best closer in the history of the franchise walk out the door on a contract that if you told me 5 days ago, I would have said, that's not even getting it done.
And you mitigated it by signing a pretty good closer as well, Devin Williams. Now, Devin Williams, 90 last year, notwithstanding, he's been pretty good.
Let me ask you a question. And I understand you weren't watching John Franco or Armando Benitez or Billy Wagner.
No.
But if I gave you a choice, because you're a smart guy, and I gave you a choice, and I said, all right, Devin Williams has been an elite closer.
Yes.
He has been. But now I'm asking him, potentially, we'll see what else the Mets do, to be the closer of the New York Mets in the biggest media market. Do you think he's probably going to resemble Armando Benitez? Or do you think he's going to resemble Edwin Sugar Diaz? What do you think?
If there's a middle there, I think he steps closer to Edwin Diaz than Armando Benitez.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope he becomes Edwin Diaz. Mm-hmm. But I have a very difficult time right now, especially a guy who failed in his 1 year in New York, to think he can fill those shoes. Those are tough shoes to fill for anybody. And you're going to ask Devin Williams to do it?
He failed early. At the end, he was okay. He was not the closer, but he was much better.
He is facing, and I don't care what anyone says, because Sean may laugh, Devin Williams, assuming he's the closer, because obviously they can still add Robert Suarez, they can make trades. I'm open-minded. If Devin Williams is the closer, I laugh at the pressure he faced last year in the Bronx compared to about what he's about to face now.
But don't you
You're replacing the best closer in the history of the franchise.
But
he didn't replace Mariano Rivera.
Don't you have to wait and see how this plays out?
No. No. I'm not playing that game. You want to play that game? You can play that game.
Well, I'm not a Met fan, so I can play that game.
I'm going to react
how it actually happens.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'll react when things happen. All right? I'm done waiting. I'm not going to sit here for 4.5 hours and tell you, well, I don't know. Kenley Jansen, screw it. In this moment, they allowed, because this is the part you can't dispute. No one can dispute. You could tell me it's all going to work out fine. Maybe it does. I don't know how this all plays out. They let the best closer in baseball walk out that door.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get to the owner. Because when billionaire Steve bought the team, the dream was days like today wouldn't happen. Because you'll always go the extra mile to make sure you keep your guys. And in the case of Edwin Diaz, he's not just our guy. He, again, undisputedly, is the best closer in baseball. And you allowed him to leave. You allowed him to sign with not just the team in your league, but the team that you're not even 10 miles away from in terms of being as good. The beauty of Steve Cohen, and he did it with Juan Soto, oh, I genuflect, is that you would never let guys leave for a few dollars. And when I hear, well, Edwin Diaz never gave them a return phone call. Well, maybe if you didn't screw around for the last 2 weeks, and maybe if you were more aggressive in negotiating, this wouldn't have happened. And quite frankly, here's the other thing. I don't want to hear it. You can give me every excuse you wanted. Well, he didn't call back. He did that. He left.
We also,
you allowed him to leave. That's on your resume. That's on Steve Cohen's resume. That's on David Stearns' resume. Because God knows neither of you guys brought him in. It's not like you executed the trade. Hello, Brody Van Wagenen, if you're out there. So you let him leave. Those are the facts. We could sit here all day and BS it and say, well, but this, but that, but this. Let's leak excuses. Edwin hates New York. You let him walk out the door on a contract that if I told you 48 hours ago, you would have said there's no way that's getting it done, and he's gone. So I'm sorry if I'm irrational. Too bad. Deal with it. I am pissed at this guy, Edwin Diaz. I am pissed at David Stearns. I'm pissed at Steve Cohen. And I hope that 6 weeks from now, or even a week from now, I can laugh about how emotional and toddlerific I was at 2:15 on a Tuesday. I hope I can. But in this moment, as I wear this giant L around my neck, I shouldn't be the only one wearing the L. Steve Cohen should wear the L. David Stearns should wear the L. Because the Mets are not in a better place today than they were 6 hours ago. They just let, I'll say it again for those in the back. They just let, and I'll do it calmly this time. They just let the best closer in the history of the franchise go to the Dodgers. And if anyone wants to call in or tell me why that's okay or that's no big deal, God bless you. God bless you. But the facts are the facts. Whether I'm a screaming lunatic or not, or you want to blame me or not, I don't care who's to blame. I am pissed that the best closer in the history of the franchise is on the Dodgers. Mm. That is on Steve Cohen's hands. That's on David Stern's hands. And maybe Edwin Diaz couldn't wait to leave. Screw him. Screw everybody. I'm pissed. And I think, by the way, this is one of those rare times where I represent everybody who's a Met fan. Or at least the majority. Because nobody is going to sit here trying to spin this garbage. So David, Mr. Stearns, good luck, pal. And I dare you. And I dare you, Steve. I dare you to let Pete Alonso go. Because I've said this before and I'll say it again. Schmucks like me, oh, I'll show up. I'll give you my stupid money. I'll wear the L all day. But most people listening aren't going to show up. But don't worry, Steve. You got your casino coming. So that's cool. We can all bet on your casino. You're going to let Pete Alonso leave now? I dare you to try to do that.
Yeah.
I dare you, David Stearns. You grew up as a Met fan. Great. I dare you to walk down the streets or walk into Citi Field when it's on your hands that you allowed Edwin Diaz to go to L.A. and Pete Alonso to go God knows where. And again, I pray to the baseball gods that I can laugh at this and say Evan was such a moron. Imagine how emotional he was. I hope I can laugh at the day. But today I don't laugh. Today I'm pissed. And everyone should be pissed at the fact that, I'll say it again, Edwin Diaz, the best closer in the history of the franchise, is in L.A. L.A. The Dodgers. The Dodgers!
I wish I could combat you, but I can't. I wish I could sit here and say this is all Edwin Diaz's fault because clearly he wanted to be with the L.A. Dodgers. But you make a valid point. If David Stearns and Steve Cohen wanted to sign Edwin Diaz for 3 years under $70 million, they should have gotten it done. They did not want to get it done for whatever reason. And now Pete Alonso is looming as, and right now his agent has every bit of leverage that he needs because the fan base is pissed. Now all that all of that headway that the Mets made in getting fans to come. They showed up last year. If Edwin Diaz, who's already out the door, is followed by Pete Alonso, there are not going to be eager fans streaming to Citi Field. That's a fact.
I just wish I didn't care this much. It pisses me off. I'm a grown man. I got two kids. Even Sean said earlier, it's just baseball. He's right.
Yep.
I'm a baby. It's just baseball. And yet I'm shaking right now. I'm physically ill right now because of what happened today. And I'm about to barf because I think what's going to happen next is worse. If this was bad, Edwin Diaz and the beautiful trumpets going to L.A. If you think that was bad, Schwarber's off the books. You don't even have him as a backup plan anymore, even though he probably wasn't the backup plan. Can you imagine when Alonso walks through that door? Can you imagine what that's going to look like? But smile at me, David. Yeah, just give us a big smile and laugh because you're really smart and we're all stupid peasants. As far as my fallout and my culpability with Edwin Diaz, I'll take every freaking bullet you want. All right? On Friday, I said something on the air, such as Edwin Diaz will sign in the next 4.5 hours, and I was wrong. And I take a massive, massive L. In fact, I'm wearing the L right now. And quite frankly, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. If you want to blame me along with David and Steve and Edwin, that is fine, because I'm so pissed off and disgusted that I will gladly...
You had nothing to do with it other than making people think that Edwin Diaz was going to sign in the short term, and it didn't happen, and it's never going to happen now. But I think we need to change this this L punishment. Wearing it for a week here does nothing.
So I could take this L off, is what you're saying?
You can take the L off.
Oh, thank you.
Take the L off.
Oh, great.
But don't let it go too far, because come next baseball season,
yes,
you have to wear that L to every Met-Dodger game. Everyone. And every day on the show, the Mets are playing the Dodgers, you have to wear the
L. So they're in L.A. in April, I got to wear the L.
You got to wear the L.
All right.
When they're in city in June or July, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Sometime during the summer.
Sometime during the summer, you got to wear the L. And when you schlep over to Citi Field, take it with you. Deal?
Fine.
Sound good, Tommy?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You're
Sean.
Sounds great.
You're in a position right now where I'll accept anything.
You have to accept it.
I am such a beaten person right now that, sure, you want me to wear. So does this mean over the life of this 3-year contract, whenever the Mets play the Dodgers, I have to wear the L?
Absolutely.
All right,
for the
next
3 years. Next 3 years. Anytime the Mets are playing the Dodgers. And as long as Edwin Diaz is not on the IL. If he goes on the IL...
Oh, I get a break!
You get a respite. But
okay.
As long as Edwin Diaz is potentially coming out of the bullpen to drop an L on you all, you have to wear the L.
All right.
July 24th, 25th, 26th.
There
yes,
you go.
It is a weekend series in which he comes to Citi Field, his return, and the Mets go to Los Angeles early in the season. They go there April 13th, 14th, and 15th. All right, fair enough. But anyone who wants to blame me, I'll take it. I don't care. I'm so beaten up today. And I said this during the open, and I hope I can laugh at this. I hope we all can laugh at this in a few weeks and a few months, because David Stearns truly is smarter than all of us. And whatever he has up his sleeve makes us all feel better. But all I know is that it took a while to earn the trust of me and many other Met fans. Okay? The least trustworthy thing in sports has always been the closer of the New York Mets. And Edwin Diaz was the first person, again, I apologize to John Franco, but I mean this, he was the first person to make you believe and trust, and now he's gone. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Ken is on Long Island. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. Ev, I'm not blaming you at all, but no more promises. I mean, no more predictions, please. You got to make a promise to that. Deke, that's a great punishment. Great punishment.
Right, and it lasts forever.
Well, 100%. And you know what? Diaz could take that trumpet and shove it with a sun don't shine. And Cohen better step in like he did with Soto. Give Stearns a blank check. I don't care about taxes. I don't want to hear about taxes. We all pay taxes. I want him to pay $100 million more than he has to. You owe it to us. Get it done. Get us guys. Get us everybody. I don't care. This is BS.
You know what I wonder about? Because this is the part of the offseason where now you leak stuff to make yourself feel better. So when Edwin Diaz signed with the Dodgers, the first thing we all saw, if you're following this in real time, is he signed with the Dodgers. The second thing you saw was 3-year deal. And you're like, what, 3-year deal? Then you see 3 years, $69 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, how did the Mets lose him right. for that?
Because it felt like it was going to be a lot more than that that was going to get him lured someplace else or even to stay here.
I had heard it was going to be a fifth year, yes. and the Mets weren't going to go to a fifth year. So once you hear 3 years, $69 million, then you hear, oh, but the Mets offered 3 years, $66 million. And Edwin didn't call the Mets back. He didn't circle back, almost creating the perception that Edwin Diaz didn't want to come back. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to be careful about that. Because even if today Edwin Diaz was pissed off and ready to leave, isn't it possible that the negotiations caused that?
Yeah.
Isn't it possible?
Or the lack thereof.
Yes.
The non-negotiations caused that. You don't want me. You're not talking to me. You're not having a serious conversation about what I value as my value for this contract. Then whenever I get the next one, that's where I'm going. It just becomes more appealing when someone wants you more.
It's also when the person or team that wants you is better than you in every way.
Right.
Like, the Mets played this game with Alonso last year, and they won. They won the standoff because
the qualifying offer
yes,
was attached.
Right. The QO was attached to him. He didn't get great offers, and the only other offer I'd heard he got was from Toronto.
Yeah.
And so Pete looked at it and said, screw it. I'd rather stay with the Mets. Edwin Diaz is the best closer in baseball. If you play that same game, and it sort of feels like that's what the Mets did, and you allow the defending two-time world champions to get involved, then Edwin Diaz could have very well said, why am I loyal to you?
Right. The sale is very easy. Come to us. We're going to pay you more than the Mets are currently offering. And by the way, you have a real chance to win a World Series. Maybe even multiple, because that's what we're building here.
Justin is in Queens. Hey, Justin.
Listen, you stole all of my thunder. All of it. And what you just said, you couldn't be more right. Wouldn't you do the same thing? Really? I've been the best closer you guys have, and you're haggling over $3 million? Guess what? I'm out. Tiki, I got something to say to you.
What's
I up? Totally disagree with what you're saying. You're talking about, well, give David Stern some credit or whatever. He got you Juan Soto. No, he did not. Steve Cohen got us Juan Soto. David Stearns was on the plane as Soto agreed to the deal. So don't give me this crap that David Stearns got us Juan Soto. David Stearns is a clown. I think that he's the guy that's like, listen, I can do this for less. I can do this for cheaper. We don't have to go the conventional way. What has he ever done, Evan? He's never built a team that's going to the World Series. He's never built a team that's really serious about winning the whole thing. He comes here. It took Grimace and OMG for us to get into the playoffs in 24. last year, he's feeding us Max Kranick and Canning and Lovelady and Dubinsky, and he's saying, go beat the Dodgers, and we got 83 wins. Now, the sure thing that we did have, he doesn't even want to sign, and I'll tell you this right now, Evan. Right now, I'll tell you. Alonso's gone. You know why? Because you asked him to produce, he produced, and now you still don't want to pay him. So if anybody comes close, Alonso's gone too. Don't be surprised. And all Stearns is going to do is sit up there on SNY tonight with his stupid quarter zip sweater and tell us, well, run prevention. Well, guess what, dummy? Edwin Diaz was the epitome of run prevention. He closed games for
well
us.
Said. And now well said. That's a great call. Yeah. The only part I'll quibble with is I'm not going to start throwing tomatoes at what he did in Milwaukee. First of all, it's pointless. Who cares? I mean, ultimately, do we give a crap what he did in Milwaukee, good or bad?
And it's completely different circumstances.
It's completely different. So I'm not going to look at what he did there and rip him. He did a good job in Milwaukee. But what I would say is that doesn't matter. David Stearns is judged on right now. Mm-hmm. He's judged on last offseason, the previous offseason, and this offseason. And what is now on his resume, whether he likes it or not, is he let the most reliable closer this franchise ever saw walk through the door. And you want to play tough negotiations, sometimes it works, like it did last year with Pete Alonso. It backfired on Edwin Diaz. It backfired.
Yep.
And Justin's right. You want to talk about run prevention? Well, it's pretty cool to prevent runs in the ninth inning when you have a lead, or in the ninth inning in a tie game, or in the 10th inning with a stupid runner on second base. And Edwin Diaz is as good at that as anyone else. And what you've now created is a new question mark. Because Devin Williams is a question mark. Whoever you add to this bullpen, whether it's Robert Suarez, mm-hmm. they are question marks. Edwin wasn't. You created a new one. And that's on you. And what also David Stearns has to realize is that anger you heard from Justin and every other Met fan, you're going to have to live with that.
Yeah.
Because this is on your hands.
Right, especially if there aren't other mitigating moves in this offseason. And we're going to find out pretty soon. The things, I don't know if things are going to start happening hot and heavy now because of the Schwarber and the Diaz signings, but if the Mets don't do anything and they just kind of strip out the what they perceive is the problem children of this organization.
The problem children? What, right. Is Edwin Diaz? Edwin Diaz was a problem?
No, of course not. But he was hurt for a year, and it's like we don't want to overpay and blah, 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 whatever you want to say. Pete Alonso has all these rumors about the locker room issues and Jeff McNeil and all things with Francisco Lindor. Like, all of that stuff is, I don't know if it's real or not, but it's around. And so if you're trying to build a winner, you do it in one of two ways. You spend a ton of money, like the Dodgers, or you try to get your team cohesive. And maybe that's what he's doing. The problem is, it's a real fine line when you're measuring personalities of grown men.
Let's go to Paul in Newark, New Jersey. What's shaking, Paul?
Welcome to Stern's world, the low baller. You go offer him $22 million. These guys are human. They want to be welcome. They want to be appreciated. Pete said, when he said he was going to opt out, I appreciate the Mets. Let's see if they appreciate me. They give Schwarber 5 years, $150 million, and the talking heads are saying, we're only going to give Pete 3 years. Well, goodbye, Pete. You talk about run prevention. Diaz is the only guy in your bullpen that prevented any runs, and you just let him walk. The same thing with Nimmo. Oh, we got you talking in a trade. Well, you don't want me. I'll go with my buddy DeGrom. This Stearns, oh, let him go test the market. No, don't go let him test the market. You're our guy. We want you. We're going to give you whatever it needs, whatever it takes to get you. And that's not Stearns. He plays low ball. Now, you trust him to go get a team and put a championship team together? He's 0-2 right now. Is he going to get Scooble? Is he going to get Tucker? Is he going to get... I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
No. I don't know how anyone can now. He has to earn our trust. Trust isn't given.
Mm-hmm.
And considering what has now happened, you got to earn that back. And I think he is 100% right. When you hear leaks about, well, maybe Edwin didn't want to be here, because that's the new thing. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Edwin didn't want to be here. Maybe he didn't want to be here because of the way the negotiations went. When Edwin Diaz...
That's all speculation. We have no idea.
No, I'm responding to what was leaked out probably by the Mets. When Anthony DeComo puts out there, yeah, the Mets offered 3 years, 66, and they thought they were going to get a chance to speak to him again.
Yeah.
That is a leak from the Mets saying, see, we made the same offer. We thought he'd come back and talk to us. We really thought he wanted to come back. This is about to become a Red Sox thing. They used to do this all the time. Let's kill the guy who left.
Right.
And by the way, I'm not happy with the guy who left.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to open up the curtain here to realize maybe the way you negotiated for the last month is what led to this.
True.
But you think Edwin Diaz secretly couldn't wait to leave the Mets?
No, but I think if you wanted to really keep Edwin Diaz, our last caller was spot on. When you have the opportunity to negotiate only with Edwin Diaz and him not negotiating with anybody else, that's when you get it done.
And they did that 3 years ago, Teak.
Yeah.
That's how they got it done with
exactly.
Him.
And it felt like that was going to, at least that's what we thought. When the season ended, Edwin Diaz was non-committal about opting out. Like he wasn't like Pete Alonso. He didn't say, as soon as the season was over, I'm out. I'm opting out.
And fans ate that up.
Right, of course they
did.
Oh,
it really means he wants to stay.
Yeah, Edwin Diaz kind of just was, I'm going to think about it, which meant to me, at least what I heard was, call me, Mets. Let's talk right now.
Let's get this done.
I'm not talking to anybody else. In fact, I can't yet. Let's do this right now. And if they heard nothing, then that explains it. But if they did hear from the Mets and they just couldn't come to conclusion on something, then that's on David Stearns.
Yes.
Because when you have the opportunity to just negotiate with yourself and you really want a guy, you should keep that guy.
Well, that's why what's going to happen, it's so freaking predictable. There's different emotions we have to this. The first emotion is the shock that Edwin Diaz left.
Yeah.
The second emotion is the, oh my God, that was what he left for? And then the third emotion is, let's turn on him. Let's turn on Edwin Diaz. I even did it at the top of the show. You asked me who you're mad at. I'm mad at everybody, mm-hmm. and I included Edwin Diaz because clearly couldn't wait to be here. He took the easy way out. Every stupid thing that'll be said. And more as the days and weeks go by, that's what Met fans will do. They will just turn this into it's Edwin Diaz's fault. But sometimes you got to ask yourself, what led to that happening? What led to that?
Right.
And maybe it was the way this
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Process went. Maybe it was the Mets allowing the Dodgers even an opportunity to get their hands on him. Because here's a newsflash for all Met fans and for Steve Cohen. We are not the Dodgers. We are not close to the Dodgers. We can't go to sleep at night and fantasize about being the Dodgers. We're nowhere near the Dodgers. And that makes me sick because I want to be the Dodgers. That's who I want to be. That's who we all want to be. And right now, Steve Cohen can buy billion-dollar gold toilets. He could do it all day.
Well, no, didn't he sell it?
He bought it and he sold it.
Right, but he's selling it now, probably to get some more money for somebody else.
You're not the Dodgers until you become the Dodgers.
Yes.
And right now, you let the best closer in the history of the franchise walk to the Dodgers.
I don't think they're trying to be the Dodgers. I think they're trying to do it, obviously spending money, but in a completely different way. Programming note for SNY. Thank you, SNY, for joining us early. They're with us for all 4 hours today. But at 6:30 on SNY, David Stearns will be joining the Mets Hot Stuff.
Grill him.
Live.
Grill him.
So,
who's
Evan,
doing the interview?
Evan, if you
grill
get,
his
if
smiling
you,
ass.
If you want to just go down the block, you know, to SNY Studios, he might let you on air to do the grilling for.
My first question is, what are you smiling about, David? You think this is funny? Well, I really can't confirm anything. You know, I can't really confirm anything. I can confirm it. You let Edwin Diaz leave.
Yes. I know they're in Orlando, Tommy, of course, but he could go to SNY Studios, which are right down the street, and do an interview from the studio.
As Tiki knows, and maybe many in the audience don't know, we did everything we could to be in Orlando.
Yes.
We tried to make that happen. So it was possible we were going to get that face-to-face with David Stearns.
Oh, that would have been bad.
It would have been bad for who?
It would have been great for TV. It would have been unbelievable. But it would have been bad for David Stearns.
It wouldn't have happened. David Stearns hasn't come on our show when good things were happening. Mm-hmm. He's certainly not going to come on our show when bad things are happening. But keep smiling, David, and tell us about run prevention. I'm excited to hear it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll do a whole Rico explaining all your geek talk to everybody listening. And I know, who am I to call anybody
a
geek?
Is that coming tonight?
Yes. Nice. Well, it's mostly going to be more on Edwin Diaz, right, ranting and raving. Because this isn't enough, clearly.
It'll be after what you hear David Stearns on SNY.
Yes, I will listen to David Stearns. I will throw up. I will clean myself up. And then we'll do a Rico Brown.
We're getting a Rico like halftime of the Knicks game tonight? Is that the plan?
I'm going to pause the Knicks game. Tonight's a big Knicks game. I don't mess around tonight.
This
tonight's
is
a cup game. Yeah,
it's a cup game.
That's a big time cup game.
It's late though. It's 8:30.
8:30 tip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big night. Let's go to Chris in Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
What's up, gentlemen? So yesterday, I mentioned why the Yankees couldn't be the Yankees and just buy up everybody, right? And then here come the Dodgers. And the excuse that we got was money, taxes. Listen, New Yorkers don't want to hear about that. We don't. We want our teams to be good. We want you to go buy up who you need to. And the two other organizations that have the same ability to do what the Dodgers do is guess who? The Mets and the Yankees.
You're right.
So go and do it. We don't want any more excuses. We don't want low ballers. We don't want B-rate guys, or we don't want the secondary option. We want the first option. And the first option is doing exactly what the Dodgers are doing. Give us what we want. We deserve it.
The Los Angeles, Chris, you're right on. The Los Angeles Dodgers have won back-to-back championships. Mm-hmm. I assume in this alternate universe that I promise you I will never live in, where my team wins back-to-back championships, I'd probably be calm and say, you know what? We don't have to be a fat pig. We can just go out, have a nice calm off season, and go from here.
Yeah, but why do that when you don't have to?
You're right. The Dodgers are so much bigger, better, stronger, more impressive than the two teams we have that even off of back-to-back championships, they went out and poached the best closer in the sport from a potential rival in the National League.
Well, that's part of it, and you don't even think of it that way because you're upset about it losing him from the Mets standpoint, but from a Dodgers standpoint, what's the best way to stop one of the teams that has a couple of really good players, Juan Soto, etc., from competing with you? Is take their best player.
Absolutely.
And if the Mets are going to make him available, well, not make him available, because that's not really the
allow
way
him to allow be available.
Allow him to be available.
Yep, yep.
Then thank you very much. And so the Dodgers are thanking the Mets right now because they weaken them and strengthen themselves.
They are everything we're not. And that includes the Yankees. I know today is like a Met anger day, but I get it if you're a Yankee fan, because you could look at this and say, well, hold on a second. Wait a second. We're the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we sign Edwin Diaz to a 3-year, $69 million deal? And that is absolutely a fair opinion to have if you're a Yankee fan.
Of course.
Because while most of America is going to whine and complain about the Dodgers and how bad for baseball they are,
right,
you're not going to hear that from me. You're going to hear from me, why can't we do that?
Yeah, and if Edwin Diaz wanted to go somewhere where he could win, he could win with the Yankees.
Yes.
Yankees are always in the postseason.
Do you have that opinion, Sean, as a Yankee fan? I know this is a Met day, but what about us?
First thing I thought when I saw it was 3 years at 60 mil, I thought, where the hell were the Yankees on this? Absolutely. But that told me maybe he didn't want to be in New York, and that was what I'm grasping on. But I don't have high hopes for the Yankees.
But I don't remember hearing anything about him disliking New York.
I don't either.
It's one thing, like when DeGrom left, we kind of knew. Like, yeah, there's rumors he doesn't love it here. It made sense. You never heard anything like that from Edwin Diaz.
It's my way to cope with it because I don't think that's the case because it doesn't make any sense why you wouldn't be in on that.
Before we hear from Tommy, there's something you need to play before we hear from you. Because Tommy Lugauer said something on the radio a week ago that at the time I remember being all pumped up about. I listened. I enjoyed it. I was like, go, Tommy. You tell him, Tommy. You tell him, Tommy. So before Tommy Lugauer offers his opinion on Edwin Diaz going to the Los Angeles Dodgers, I take you back a week ago to the Lugauer.
I don't think Steve Cohen is going to allow any team to come in here and bully him around, push him around, write a bigger check, have a bigger, you know, hey, come to our team, bigger sell to join their organization than what Steve Cohen already has here. Now, you don't have to sell Edwin on being a Met because he's been a Met. But as far as the checkbook, nobody is going to come in here and push Steve Cohen around and sign Edwin Diaz. Because Edwin is one of one. He is the best closer in baseball.
Your thoughts?
It's clear that Edwin Diaz did not want to be a Met.
Oh, you're going to follow that?
Because...
You're going to take that meat, bite it, and just
because
go with that?
Doesn't it feel like that?
Well, what would be the alternative? That Steve Cohen just allowed him to go to the Dodgers?
Yeah, what I said earlier, that the negotiations were so cute that you allowed the Dodgers to even be involved, make a competitive offer,
right,
and steal him away from
you. But it's early December. Even if the negotiations were cute, why wouldn't Edwin Diaz play that game if he really wanted to be a Met? because everything you're reading
maybe
now is the Mets were willing to go higher.
Maybe he was
but
pissed.
Even if you're pissed.
Who's saying that, by the way? Who do you think's leaking that?
Of course it's the Mets. But
so
either,
you're
right.
Buying what the Mets are telling you. They're trying to make their fans feel better because they're mostly all pissed off
about
this.
We're not going to get the other side of it because I don't... Maybe Edwin says something but when he has his opening press conference, but it's probably going to be more pro-LA than it is, well, why'd you leave the Mets?
I'm just going to...
Questions asked by LA reporters.
I'm going to warn you, the Dodger press conference is going to be very tough to listen to because actually it's not even Edwin Diaz speaking. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. All it is Joe Davis kissing the Dodgers' ass for an hour and a half. It's Joe Davis in his big announcer voice talking about, oh, the Dodgers, and we did this, and we did that. So you actually won't hear Edwin speak. You'll just hear Joe Davis kissing ass the entire time. So I hope you guys enjoy it if you take a listen. Anyhow, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying is that I think that Edwin wanted to go to the Dodgers. The Mets were obviously willing to go, based on reports, were willing to go higher than what they offered, what the Dodgers offered. And Edwin, whether it was cute negotiations, he didn't want to sign here.
So you're not mad?
I'm disappointed.
At who?
Edwin.
Are you mad at Steve?
No, because I think Steve did.
Are you mad at David?
I don't think David Stearns has anything to do with this. I think David Stearns is the scapegoat. I think David Stearns is the guy that everybody wants to throw, you know, tomatoes at as Met fans because they think he's a bargain basement and they're shopping on the clearance rack. It has nothing to do with it. I think this is a perfect situation where the Dodgers offered, and I was wrong, I said in the clip that it wasn't the case, that the Dodgers have a better situation right now than the Mets. And in order, this is what I would say, the frustration that the fans have right now, the owner and the general manager need to channel that frustration into beating this stupid team, dethroning them, and fighting fire with fire. So instead of sitting here and crying, go sign Robert Suarez.
Yeah.
Go sign Cody Bellinger. Go trade for Skubal. Re-sign Pete. Load up. Beat them up. Shut Edwin Diaz up. And win the whole thing. That's what I would do.
That's okay. Easier said than done, though.
No, it's not. They have the money and the resources to do it, though,
Teague. They're not... I think it's easier to spend private equity money than it is to spend your own money.
He's got a lot of money coming his way in about 5 years with a casino.
True.
So any money he puts down now is a down payment. He could pay it back triple with the casino.
Yeah.
That's just from me and Sean alone,
right.
What we're going
to
donate.
The business side of it, nobody wants to hear about. Because right now it's the emotional fan side of this. Nobody wants to hear the business side of this. Nobody wants to talk about, well, if they commit the resources and they win a championship, just think of the lift that you get from that, and then the fan base and the attendance and all that stuff is just it'll fall into place. But it's still a reach. It's not free money. It's not rounding error money like you get with the Dodgers with Guggenheim. So it's a little bit different for them to be able to spend as much money as the Dodgers do.
I'm surprised it was this quick for you to go there. I thought it would take like a couple of days because I do think most Met fans will follow this. They'll just blame Edwin Diaz and exonerate the billionaire owner. Like, it's not okay. Him. It's Diaz. We hate him. It only took you 2 hours.
What I would say is, what is the rationale? And I said it in the clip. Edwin Diaz is the best closer in baseball. You cannot replace him. You cannot recreate him. So why would Steve Cohen and David Stearns allow this?
Right.
The only thing I could come up with is that Edwin Diaz, no matter what, was not signing
here.
Keep
this in mind. And this is the dangerous part of free agency.
You think we'll hear that at some point?
What?
That somebody will say Edwin Diaz just didn't want to be a Met.
Oh, yeah. That'll be spun by the Mets. You're already seeing it leaked out. Of course that's going to come out. I don't know if those words will specifically be said by David Stearns and Steve Cohen, but that will be the case that's leaked out, and some Met fans will buy it. I'm going to buy it partially. I'm going to be pissed at everybody. They're not going to get me to say, they're going to pat me on the head and say, good dog, Evan, good dog, Evan. No, I'm pissed at them because you enter a dangerous world when you allow guys to get to free agency. I have always said that when you allow them to get to the open market, things like that can happen. And sometimes you don't get, hey, we'll let you match this offer. That doesn't happen all the time in negotiations.
Right.
And if you get too cute, like, it's possible.
Especially if they wooed you really well.
Yeah, that could happen to Alonso.
And if you go out to L.A., you see them with two new trophies sitting in their trophy case. It's really easy to fall in love with the Dodgers.
I think it could also be really easy even when it's not the Dodgers. Pete's a great example of it. The Mets have basically told Alonso for a year, we're not giving you more than 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he sits in a room with the Boston Red Sox and they present a PowerPoint video of him hitting at Fenway Park and then all of a sudden put right in front of him a 4-year offer, there's a chance Alonso says, done. I'm not going to take it back to that team who's basically jerked me around for a year. And that's not a guarantee, but it's a reminder that that's how dangerous free agency can be.
Right.
They allowed it to get to this point. So it's on everybody.
And honestly, I think I've got the most reasonable opinion, which is I'm pissed at everybody. They all contributed to this. So for those out there who just want to blame Steve Cohen and David Stearns, cool. For you who just want to blame Edwin Diaz, cool. I blame them all. And that's why the Mets are in a worse situation today than they were 5 hours ago. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019, and the million-dollar question. Actually, it's more than $1 million. It's like the $50 million question. What does this mean for Pete Alonso? We'll address it coming up. It's Evan and Tiki on a very busy Tuesday. Is that what day it is, Tuesday? Ugh. Ugh. Okay, it's Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.